From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. 4 years ago, Sean Lennon and Charlotte Kemp Mull debuted as the Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger with a collection of acoustic songs. But now the group is back as a full-on rock band. We found that out when they took over Studio 1A recently. A pair of live songs from the band, and the pair tell us how they found some of the unique sounds on their new record.
We both have been collecting instruments for a while.
We have a penchant for triangles.
Yeah, we have the largest.
Have you ever heard a bass triangle? It's incredible.
Also, Sean Lennon plays guest DJ with Rolling Stone writer David Frick. We go back and forth with the old 97s, a classic from the archives, and something from their new record. Plus, Latin Grammy winners La Vida Boheme in Studio 1A and much, much more as the Austin Music Experience gets underway. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. The Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger have some psychedelic sounds for you later on in the show, including a Syd Barrett cover that they've never released. But first, we like to kick the show off with some new music. And speaking of covers, in a moment, Poi Dog's Frank Aurel covers Style Council, that's Paul Weller Band, and Telenovela right now covers the Velvet Underground. Telenovela's from Austin. There's this new compilation record called I Saved Latin, a tribute to Wes Anderson. And it features groups like Telekinesis and, Juliana Hatfield and other folks doing songs that were in Wes Anderson movies, like this one. It's a version of The Velvet's Stephanie Says. It's from Austin's Telenovela. It's the Austin Music Experience.
Stephanie says that she wants to know why she's given half her life to people she hates now.
Turns to moonlight, and I'm at my best. praising the way it all works and gazing upon the rest. The cool before the warm, the calm after the storm. The cool before the warm, the calm after the storm.
That was Poi Dog Pondering's Frank Orrell, originally from Hawaii, based in Chicago, but he spent a lot of years in Austin. His solo record is called AMA, and from it, My Ever-Changing Moods. The Style Council originally did that song. That was Paul Weller's band after the jam. And Frank Orrell often tours as a member of Thievery Corporation. We'll hear from them later in the show. And prior to the Style Council cover, a version of the Velvet Underground, Stephanie Says, by Austin's Telenovela. And again, that's from a new compilation called I Saved Latin, a tribute to Wes Anderson. It's time to go back and forth on the Austin Music Experience, and you don't even need a rocking chair. We're going to go forth in a moment with the Old 97s, a little taste of their forthcoming 10th album. But first, Rhett Miller was in our studios about 6 years ago. He did a stripped-down version of an Old 97s tune, and he talked a bit first to our own Matt Riley.
Oh, you know, I was going to play an old 97 song that was a suggestion from my uncle Ed Miller, who lives here in town, who's an old, he was a DJ of, you know, country stations and talk radio stations when I was growing up in Dallas, and he's got the ultimate radio voice, Ed Miller. But he suggested to me one time that I should write a song with the line, "I'll stomp a mud hole in your heart." And I thought that was stupid. And then I did, and I thought, and now I'm proud of it. So he didn't get any publishing on it, though, sadly, for Ed.
Okay.
I took it all.
I've been lighting matches in the boiler room. I'm wearing sulfur perfume. Don't I smell nice? You come sniffing around just like you own the joint. You know it's rude to point. Don't make me tell you twice. Well, I like the way you walk. That's why I left my door unlocked. I must be going off half-cocked. I sometimes do. Well, you think it's funny, but I know it ain't no joke. And there's nothing left to read in here. There's nothing left to smoke. Before the band kicks in, well, the getting better start. I'll stomp a mud hole in your heart. You poured whiskey in my Slurpee. Swear to God, you got me drunk. Now I'm thinking that I'm sunk and I can't swim. I'm drowning in the backseat of a 61 Bel Air. I got a mouthful of your hair, a handful of skin. And I ain't suffocating, I'm just sick and tired of waiting. Stop this pointless hesitating and pull me in. There's an awful lot of stars out here, an awful lot of sky. And I'm turning on the radio, they're playing Let It Ride. And before the band kicks in, well, the getting better start. I'll stomp a mud hole in your heart. We could cruise the lake like psychos, scare the kids on motorcycles. Oh, there ain't nothing I would rather do. Well, it's three deep on the TV, but it's empty on the street. And if it weren't for me and you, the avenue would be incomplete. And I should say this before this whole thing even starts. I'll stomp a mud hole in your heart. I'll stomp a mud hole in your heart. I'll stomp a mud hole in your...
Roses, but you got nothing good to say.
and in the blink of an eyelid, you become someone else. I try to find you, but you are on an island, and I guess I got to tell myself, give it time. I sweat right through my shirt. I'm no professional, heartbreak's just a pastime. That don't mean it don't hurt. Give it time. Give it time. Give it time. And we'll break. Give it time. Give it time.
The old 97s, getting back to where they once belonged. In fact, I think they even went further back. If you've ever seen the old 97s play, that's what they sound like live. The song is Give It Time, and it's from their new album, Most Messed Up. Interesting, Tommy Stinson of the Replacements, guests on the record. Tommy has just bailed on the Guns N' Roses tour to do the Replacements reunion dates that will include shows in Austin in October for the ACL Festival. And Rhett Miller, the leader of the old 97s, did Bel Air. That was a tune that took you back to 2008 in Studio 1A, and then we zipped forth for that new one for the old 97s. Now that we've gone back and forth, let me tell you what's coming up. The Ghost of a Sabretoothed Tiger, live in Studio 1A. They'll talk about their new record, Midnight Sun. One of the band's two songwriters, Sean Lennon, plays guest DJ for us as well. Bruce Robison on The Broken Spoke, and more as the Austin Music Experience continues. From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience.
I'm Gary Hartman with the Center for Texas Music History at Texas State University in San Marcos. This week in Texas Music History, we'll meet a singer who managed to turn lemons into lemonade. Trini Lopez was born May 15, 1937 in Dallas. His parents were immigrants from Mexico who washed clothes, plowed fields, and did whatever work was necessary to help lift their children out of poverty. As a teenager, Trini Lopez began playing guitar on the street corners of the Dallas barrio in which he grew up. He also befriended fellow Texan Buddy Holly. After Holly's death in 1959, Lopez moved to California, where his career soon took off with such hits as If I Had a Hammer and Lemon Tree.
When I was just a lad of 10, my father said to me, come here and take a lesson from the lovely lemon tree. Don't put your faith in love, my boy, my father said to me, I fear you'll find that love is like the lovely lemon tree.
Trini Lopez also appeared on popular television shows and alongside Frank Sinatra and Charles Bronson in such major motion pictures as The Dirty Dozen and Marriage on the Rocks. Next time on This Week in Texas Music History, we'll learn about a pioneering artist who blended Native American music with pop, blues, country, and jazz. This Week in Texas Music History is made possible in part with support from Humanities Texas. I'm Gary Hartman.
With your weekly roundup of Austin music news, I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your soundcheck. All right, ACL Fest fans, weekend one is officially sold out of three-day passes. The festival announced this week that three-day passes are now only available for the second weekend of ACL, which is October 10th through the 12th. If your heart is set on the first weekend, the Fest has said it will make single-day passes available at a later date. While most of the acts headed out to Zilker Park this fall will play both weekends, many Austin groups will play one weekend or the other, and indie pop sensation Lord will only play weekend two. In other festival news, another big Austin Fest is gearing up for their big announcement. Fun 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 Fest and Transmission Events are inviting fans out to the Blue Starlight Drive-In Monday evening for the unveiling of their lineup. Along with the big announcement, there'll be a screening of the 1980 cult film Stunt Rock. Guests are encouraged to RSVP, BYOB, and come out in your custom automobile. Fun 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 Fest is November 7th, 8th, and 9th at Austin's Auditorium Shores. Austin City Limits is certainly having a big year. Television's longest-running music program just established its first ever Hall of Fame. Now ACL is gearing up to celebrate its 40th anniversary with an all-star benefit concert. On June 26th at ACL Live at the Moody Theater, Jeff Bridges and Sheryl Crow will host a night of music from Alabama Shakes, Joe Ely, Robert Earl King, Gary Clark Jr., Chris Christopherson, Lloyd Maines, Bonnie Raitt, and more. The show will benefit KLRU-TV, Austin's PBS, and it will air October 3rd at 8 p.m. You're listening to the Austin Music Experience. I'm Tyler Pratt.
He wrote us to the other side. We were dreaming like it was not inside. Never dreamed all afternoon.
I'm Jody Denberg. Sean Lennon has been a ghost in the KUTX studios three times, and then his band The Ghost, that's short for The Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger, was essentially just Sean and his songwriting partner, Charlotte Kemp Moll. They don't roll that way anymore. They've got a six-piece band that's incredible and recently visited Studio 1A. They played a track live from their album Midnight Sun, and then by request did a Syd Barrett cover that they haven't even recorded, and we're going to hear both, and we're also going to hear some guest DJ time that Sean Lennon did with David Frick during South by Southwest. Up first, Xanadu. It's a live version from Studio 1A recorded recently. It's on The Ghost's new album, Midnight Sun, and it's on the Austin Music Experience. So when The Ghost last played for us, you had an acoustic sessions record out, and it was kind of like a first hello. Did you have this thing like, I want to just get my feet in the water first with this band, the both of you, because you write the songs together and present it in this stripped down way before we kind of rock it out?
That's pretty much the truth, but we were kind of actually reticent to put out the acoustic sessions because we felt kind of like it was like a bunch of demos. But actually, our friends and our manager were like, look, you know, you started off as a duet, so don't put out the electric first. So we were kind of like, well, we want to rock out, but we
kind of... I'm glad we waited, but at the time, we really had musical blue balls.
At the time, we wanted to rock, but... Yeah. All our friends advised us against it, and it's kind of better because it took us a while to figure out how to sound this way, so we're happy we waited.
And it's a sound that, I mean, the band's name, Ghost of a Sabretooth Tiger, came from some writings that Charlotte did that you discovered, right, Sean? And
yeah, but I mean, she doesn't like it when I say that because...
I mean, you can't talk about him that seriously. I was 7 years old, and it was this little hand-laminated playbook I had written... complete with illustrations called The Ghost of a Sabretooth Tiger.
She was only 8 or something, so she's embarrassed that I picked that out. But, you know, she does write other stuff now that's more serious than... Not...
only slightly.
So as a couple, how do you write? Or do you write just all sorts of ways?
All sorts of ways, but we always write together. But, you know, most of the songs we wrote, like, on our bed, just with a guitar.
Yeah, we'll have a pad of paper and pencil and an acoustic guitar or two in bed.
But some of them we started off with like a groove, like Xanadu and stuff. We would start off with just like a groove in the studio. So it kind of depends. But for the most part, we write traditionally, like, you know, with pianos and guitars.
We built the studio in a farm upstate, and we'll go there and jam. And he likes to play drums, and I'll play bass or whatever. And we'll layer the songs that way in the studio.
And there's all these nice accents, a lot of different exotic instruments. When I read the liner notes, I'm like, what the hell is that? I mean, you guys go around and collect... funky instruments?
Yeah, we both have been collecting instruments for a while.
We have a penchant for triangles.
Yeah, we have the largest.
Have you ever heard a bass triangle? It's incredible.
Yeah, they're really good. We actually, Charlotte bought this organ that's really old called a calliope from the 1860s or something, 1890s, and it's like, it used to be steam powered or something. And Jared actually played a really great solo in the song Don't Look Back, Orpheus. And the irony was that Calliope was Orpheus's mom. It's kind of nerdy, but that was our reference there. She was long gone, long while for so long.
Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger, or as we like to call him, The Ghost, on the Austin Music Experience, Sean Lennon, Charlotte Kemp Mull, and their band. And that was a cover of Syd Barrett's Long Gone. The former member of Pink Floyd had a solo record called The Madcap Laughs, and that tune was on it. And I went to see The Ghost play during South by Southwest with David Frick of Rolling Stone. They encored with that song. We requested it in Studio 1A, and boom, there you had it. It's not on their new album Midnight Sun, but the song we heard right before Long Gone, Xanadu, is. And speaking of David Frick, during South by Southwest, Sean Lennon and David Frick joined me on the program we have called The Sunday Mix to guest DJ. And on Sean Lennon's list of songs that he thought he might play were two artists with Austin connections. One, The Small Faces, of course Ian McClagan lives here, and the other, a total blast from the past.
Many things will come to pass, and the smoke shall rise again to the place above where it began. Mm-hmm.
the rain. But in the gardens of the moon, time is held within the silver spoon.
It was a very good year, even right here in Austin, Texas, where that Austin band, Bubble Puppy, gave us that top 40 single, Hot Smoke and Sassafras, chosen by Sean Lennon. And you did not know that was an Austin band.
Not only did I not know that, but I also didn't realize how badass it would be cutting to that from Satori the Flower Tournament. It just sounded so good. We were like rocking out in here. It was like an air drum orgy. That song is so badass, and I'm surprised like more people don't know that band. And I was trying to figure out why, because you're saying that was actually a hit at
the time.
That
was a top 40 hit. I heard it on the radio in Philadelphia all the time. I went out and bought the 45, still got it. That record was hot. That was a
hit
single.
And they never followed it up with any success?
Well, they never really had anything that was quite that dynamic. Mm. They're actually, the album, A Gathering of Promises, is actually quite good. It's a really good artifact of that 68 heavy rock coming out of psychedelia on its way to heavy metal, but right in the middle where you've still got kind of the spaciness and the weird stuff.
Some hippie vocals going on, but that's what's so sexy about it, like the heavy riffage. Yeah, with the harmonies. It's really cool. But like, were they in Austin at that time?
Yes, and the drummer, who has a big afro on the cover, actually plays in a Beatles cover band these days called the Eggmen, and the other guys play together. They play sometimes billed as Bubble Puppy.
Well, so they played at the Austin Music Awards, I think about 2 years ago, and they killed it on Hot Smoke.
Put a few music lovers in a room and anything can happen. And just about everything did during South by Southwest. On our program, The Sunday Mix, Sean Lennon of The Ghost of a Sabretooth Tiger, David Frick of Rolling Stone Magazine were our guest DJs, and they chose to play Bubble Puppy. You know that little old band from Texas, ZZ Top, has that song, I'm Bad, I'm Nationwide. We're bad, we're global. Coming up, live music from around the world. Venezuela's La Vida Boheme, Northern Africa's Tanarawin, Austin's Cilantro Boombox, and even more. Stay with us. This program is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Bruce Robison knows a thing or two or three about country music. As a songwriter, he's written huge hits for the Dixie Chicks and George Strait. He's toured around the country with his wife, Kelly Willis, and
There's one place that keeps bringing Bruce Robison back to Austin, and it's on the Austin Music Map.
The Austin Music Map.
Austin Music Map.
Austin Music Map.
This is the place, you know.
The Broken Spoke, I can remember the first time I played it, but I was prepared for a four-hour set, which is still what you do at the Broken Spoke, you know. There's a lot of different kinds of venues, but the Broken Spoke, that is definitely an old-fashioned dance hall. That's what people go there to do. Somebody comes up and they say, hey, can I hear this Buck Owens song? Well, you might try to play it, even if you've never done it before.
Under your spell again, saying those things again, making me be.
It's still fun to play the Broken Spoke. It's kind of culturally part of where I come from. Hey, my name is Bruce Robison, and I'm on the Austin Music Map. To share your story, visit austinmusicmap.com.
You said you'd go just for a year, and I watched the taillights disappear. Your words like old footprints upon my mind. Yeah, your family all was gone, but you couldn't imagine leaving long. I said you only get your life for this one time. Yeah, what do I recall when the world is all but changing in the mirror while I'm standing like an old stop sign? Yeah, Kurt, said the man, when you see your whole life turning out nothing like you'd ever seen or planned. You said there's always another day, and anyhow, that's the only way. It's better just to learn that while you can. But would she stay or would she go? With a girl like that, you never know what's going on in her heart. You know it's hard to define, but I'm inclined to say, Virginia, you guess you made up your mind. Yeah, you taught me how to dance, what it is to take a chance. There's learning and there's doing, it's not the same. Yeah, you held me when you cried on the morning that your daddy died. If you're living, you're hurt, there's no one to blame. Yeah, but hell, I do all right. There's times when I can't sleep at night, and I think about things I didn't know would stay with me all this time. But I'm inclined to say, Virginia, guess you made up your mind. And you don't come home at all, or write or call or tell me what you did or didn't find. The young girl that I married and the babies that she carried are the stars that my whole world just turns around. And I guess she's just like me, and she didn't care too much to see what life was like outside our little town. Yeah, but moments there are some when I wonder if I've chosen anything that I've ever done before in my whole life. But that's all behind me now, Virginia, guess you made up. I'm inclined to say, Virginia, guess you made up. I don't mind, but see, Virginia, guess you made up. You're mine.
In 2006, Austinite Bruce Robison recorded that version of Virginia in our Studio 1A. It's amazing that after all these years as a duo in real life, it took till last year that Bruce Robison and Kelly Willis made a record of their own together. In fact, they have a second that's just out called Our Year. And Bruce Robison found The Broken Spoke on the Austin Music Map. Now we're going to take you far from Austin. Venezuela's La Vida Boheme is part of a new generation of South American bands. They're raising consciousness, but they're also topping the charts. Cera, the group's second album, won a Latin Grammy for Best Rock Album in 2013, but rock doesn't quite capture their sound. They claim influences as diverse as The Clash, LCD Sound System, and The Cure. La Vida Boheme recently stopped by Studio 1A while they were in town for Pachanga Fest, and Jasmine Garst from NPR Music's Alt Latino talked to the band about their worldly message.
So a lot of times when I talk to Mexican musicians, they're really tired of journalists asking them about violence in Mexico. They're like, because they almost have this feeling of people just gawking, like macabre. And I wanted to ask you guys are a band from Venezuela. Are you guys really fed up of people asking for your opinion about Venezuela?
No, I think we're not fed up at all. It's first of all, because coming from a country where I think we've, the last 15 years, or the last 20 years, we've been kind of isolated from everyone. So at least us four, every time we have, you know, a chance to speak to anyone abroad, about what is happening with us and how do we feel about it, I think it even helps us understand our situation. Even though we're very proud Venezuelans, we feel part of a global community. We feel part of the world. And I think it's very important nowadays to look after each other, because I think it was, what was her name? Persepolis, Marjane Satrapi. You know, she's a writer. She made like this comic book called Persepolis, which is pretty amazing. And she has a quote that says, the difference between your government and you is the same as large as the government and me. We have more in common, even though we're from different nationalities, that we sometimes have with our current governments and our current policies. And I think it's very important for us, like, to understand that despite nationalities,
we have the same dramas.
We have the same dramas, and we have the same distances, and we have, in some ways, we live the same collateral damages of our current politics. So it's important, like, to meet each other and to talk about it, because we might actually learn something, and we might actually solve some of the problems by it.
En mi pueblo y pintando un ángel negro me encontré, te encontré, me encontré. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, oh, oh. Yo no nací en el cerro, más vergüenza decirlo, pero es cierto. Padre, usted no está sufriendo. Mientras duerme en la vega están despiertos.
Y mi cara no ha llevado ni un solo golpe. Y mi cara no ha llevado ni un solo golpe. Y mi cara no ha llevado ni un solo golpe. Y mi cara no ha llevado ni un solo golpe. Cuando me negué a verlo a los ojos cuando él vino pidiendo. Oh, 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 oh. Y mi cara no llevaba ni un solo golpe. Y mi cara no llevaba ni un solo golpe. Y mi cara no llevaba ni un solo golpe. Y mi cara no ha llevado ni un solo golpe. Y mi cara no ha llevado ni un solo golpe. Y mi cara no ha llevado ni un solo golpe. Y mi cara no ha llevado ni un solo golpe. Y mi cara no ha llevado ni un solo golpe.
shakwa ina yan warani singayi sana tabar sukoz tarandam shinawan binere sastana qam dikti fut midi wan litasnit lada shakwa ina yan warani singayi sana tabar sukoz tarandam shinawan
The Austin Music Experience has always had a world music component to it, and recently, more so than ever, the African band Tenarawan there recorded live during South by Southwest this year at the Four Seasons with Tenera Sastanakan. And La Vida Boheme, Angelitos Negros, was recorded live in Studio 1A just a week or two ago as they were in Austin for the Pechanga Festival. I paid some lip service to the band Thievery Corporation earlier when Frank Orrell was played, because he tours with them as a member of their band. When Thievery Corporation recently played Austin, the after show was by an Austin band called Cilantro Boombox, originally from Venezuela. In fact, May 1st was proclaimed Cilantro Boombox Day by the city of Austin. Their new single is called Fears Away. We got a live take on it from Studio 1A on the Austin Music Experience.
I'd like everyone who can hear this song dance with me, all right? It goes like this, hands up in the air, okay? Because we're going to throw all our fears away, kind of just let it go off in the airwaves and stuff like that. Come on, yeah, hands up, and then side to side. Woo, yeah. And your fears away. Let your soul rhythm for another day. You got to throw your hands up and your fears away. Let your soul rhythm for another day. You got to throw your hands up and your fears away. Let your soul rhythm for another day. You got to throw your hands up and your fears away. Let your soul rhythm for another day. You got to throw your fears away. I heard a wise man say when I was searching through the jungle just the other day. The rhythm of the heart, the spirit of the soul, the beat to make it happy. I dance for now and bold, and we can get together in the middle of the night. Your life becomes a beacon that can turn the dark to light, and we can get together and even overcome, and then to know a legacy of when the world is done. Come on, women, yeah, hands up, and then side to side, yeah. Come on, hands up, and then side to side. You got to throw your hands up and your fears away. Let your soul rhythm for another day. You got to throw your hands up and your fears away. Let your soul rhythm for another day. You got to throw your hands up and your fears away. Let your soul rhythm for another day. You got to throw your hands up and your fears away. Riddle, 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 riddle.
Look at you, Isaac, let's go take a take a. It'll be a little easy if your hips go zika zika. Don't work for a little later, speeding like a treadle treadle. When this get a little hairy, this could be your instigator.
And this could be the spot for us to come together.
together. Loosen up, here we go, and set up for your pleasure. When you try to free your mind, your fears will disappear. Then you can't control the sense and reach a higher gear.
Roots in Venezuela, but now they've put down roots in Austin. That's the band Cilantro Boombox. Fears Away is their new single, that exclusive live performance of it, recorded live in our Studio 1A. Thanks for listening. You can find this episode and all the past episodes of the Austin Music Experience at KUTX.org. Just look for, yes, Austin Music Experience. This is the Austin Music Experience, and it's a production of KUTX Austin, produced by Art Levy, with assistance from myself and Tyler Pratt. Our live music engineers are Cliff Hargrove and Casey Cheek and Mike Leach. I'm Jody Denberg. Good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are.